we test spirits by being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and by knowing the word of the Lord. Jesus knew all men by the discernment of the Holy Spirit. Jesus treated people based on their spirit. Those who had a humble, seeking spirit, he responded to their need. Those who had a proud or conniving spirit, he resisted and rebuked. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. If a person who believes in Jesus is not dominated by the Word and Holy Spirit, he is a candidate to be used by Satan as a false prophet. All that is required to be a false prophet is to be in error and to proclaim that error as truth. Yes, that is a scary statement, and it should be. But here is where we have confidence. We speak the word in Holy Spirit love, emphasizing that which is sound doctrine. As long as we stay in the indisputable word, corroborated aspects of the gospel, the enemy cannot deceive us or those whom we would prophesy to. But those who are not taught by the Holy Spirit in the Word can overemphasize, de-emphasize, and misinterpret Scripture, thus falsely teaching and preaching error. When Jesus instructed his disciples to stay in Jerusalem until they received his Holy Spirit, he was protecting them from becoming false prophets. Before they were spirit baptized, they did not understand his words, and so would have gone about teaching and preaching error.